Well, this is a very interesting challenge to see people's answers to, especially, say, students in college, because most of them say, what? There's no way a test could be a gift. It's a test, and we hate them. And in a sense, they're right. I mean, they're thinking of tests like we often give them in classes, as you turn in a paper and get a grade. You take your test and you get a grade, and then you move on to something else. Well, that's called summative assessment. And that's assessment after a unit or a course or maybe the standardized test at the end of the year. A much more interesting one from a cognitive perspective is what's called formative assessment. This is assessment where what you do is give people feedback about what they're learning and give them a chance to revise so that they can improve. And that chance to revise and improve is hugely important. But all of us need that all the time. And if you think back to the Fish's Fish story, it's one of the best illustrations of why you need to give people a chance to make their thinking visible, for example, see what kind of fish they construct, then give them feedback and help them revise. And it's useful not only for the student, but for the professor as well. So if you set up those kind of conditions, then I find, boy, students do treat, quote, tests or formative assessments as a gift. It's one of the best ways to help them be sure of what they're learning and to help you as a teacher understand what they understand as well.